Welcome to Focus on the Community. Focus on the Community is brought to you each and every week by First Federal Savings Bank of Washington. Each week we shed a light on a topic important to our community, and this week we're talking with Susan Leastie from Daly's Furniture Store in Washington. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Well, you've got some big news, so if you want to go ahead and maybe share that first, and then we'll talk a little bit more.
Well, the good news is Daly's Furniture has sold, and I have retired, and we've sold the business to a young couple, Casey and Ashley Eigelhart, here in town, and they have taken over about 2 weeks ago, so lots of changes.
Wow. And Daly's Furniture, I mean, it's been here for how long did you say?
120 years.
Wow, 120 years. And it's such a great store. I love going in there and visiting. It's at a great spot on Main Street. Of course, it's looking a little bit different nowadays,
as we
talked about beforehand.
Yeah, she's making some changes, and they're all good, and kind of sprucing it up, and it's going to look different when you walk in, but it'll be very nice, very updated, and then, of course, the furniture always makes everything look good, so it's an exciting time, and we're real thrilled for Ashley and Casey. I think they're going to do a great job.
That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about the history of Daly's Furniture. So you said 120 years, so how did the business get started?
It was my great-grandparents that started it in 1902, and it started out, of course, back then, from what I've heard way back, would be, you know, used furniture, coal stoves, things that people needed back, you know, back in that time, and slowly just evolved into, you know, newer furniture, appliances, and over the years, you know, some lines dropped, some lines, new lines taken on, and so it's been just kind of a process, and it's, you know, I feel like it's evolved into a great business, and I've just finished my 40th year. I was there 40 years,
wow.
And I had a lot of fun with it. I enjoyed the business. I just really enjoyed, you know, being with the people, and I love furniture and design, so it was a wonderful opportunity for me, and I just feel very blessed that I got that opportunity, and I'm really thrilled that it's going to go on.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's such a great store. And, you know, 40 years, that's, you know, that's a lot of time to put into a business. Do you have any, you know, special memories, favorite things that have happened, maybe things that you remember that you've sold or?
I have lots of memories. My memories actually go way back to when my grandparents were there, and I remember going in and you know, visiting, and the old-fashioned days were kind of fun back in the 60s and 70s. And then I worked there in high school with my mom after school, and that's when I kind of really started getting into it. And then later on, when I went back and started working with her in 81, I just started realizing how much I loved it. And, you know, I've had fun over the years running the business, picking up new lines, dealing with people, dealing with new companies, going to market. That's always fun. There's a lot of fun things about a furniture business. If you're into it, you know, it's kind of a gift. If it's something you love and you have the opportunity, it's just, you know, I feel very thankful that I had the opportunity.
That's awesome. And yeah, the furniture business does sound very interesting because it's something I don't know a whole lot about. So how does that work? Do you work with like suppliers and they kind of supply your furniture and then you sell it? Do you look for specific brands?
Yeah, we have over the years taken up new ones and kind of evolved into what we have now. Our biggest line, of course, is Lazy Boy, and we've had that line about 30 years, and that made a big difference in our business. It's a great line, and it's, you know, you get a line like that, people come in just on that name.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
You know, we've carried other really great lines over the years, Broyhill, Clayton Marcus, you know, a lot of good upholstery lines. We have enjoyed, you know, picking up new lines and kind of tweaking it to what worked best for us. But it's been interesting, and it's fun to try new things and try new lines. And when they work out, you're just, you know, if you order things and people come in and they love what you have, then it's a good feeling.
That's awesome. And I got to say, I'm a big fan of those Lazy Boy recliners. Those things are awesome. They are just awesome. So, yeah, definitely good to have those over there. And I like those couches that it's more like a love seat, and then it has like the console in the middle.
Yes.
And then some of them even have like outlets that you plug into.
Those are great. So. The power reclining sofas are ultimate comfort.
Oh yeah.
And it's funny because when they first came out, I thought, well, this will be for the older people that maybe have arthritis, you know, and need to be able to push a button. But it's funny how many, you know, younger people love it. So
I'm in my 20s. I'm just lazy.
So we sell them to everybody.
They are great. And you guys sold a lot of other stuff too. I mean, you had picture frames, you had lamps, you had beds.
We've done a lot with bedroom, dining room, and of course our bedding has always been a good thing to have in a furniture store because we sell Restonic bedding. Over the years, we've sold Sealy, we've sold Serta, and you know, I've always told the young people when they come in and they're just starting out, I've always said the most important thing you buy is a good chair to sit in and a good bed. You
know,
you get
advice.
Home at night and you're tired and you want to go to sit in your chair, then you're going to go to bed.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Those two things are pretty important. You know, I think you realize that more as you get older, but I've always told people that, you know, the young people when they come in.
That does sound smart. I'm going to keep that in mind now as I continue furniture shopping. So you guys sold a lot of stuff, and have you guys always been on Main Street? Has you guys always been at that location?
We've been at that location for as long as I can remember, and I think it's been about 75 years in that building.
Wow.
It wasn't our original location, and we've had other locations, and back in the 70s, we actually had another location, a second location, back on Van Tree Street, where the old Jaeger Hardware was. We had that a second location there for probably 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So, and then years and years ago, we had a used furniture store on South Street, which that building is gone. So, you know, there's been a lot of changes and a lot of moving things around, but I think that usually means progress. It means you're coming into new ideas, and that's kind of how it all evolved for us.
Yeah, for sure. So where did the business start out? Like, where was the beginning of Daly's? Where was that location?
I honestly don't know.
Well, 120 years is a long time.
I don't know the exact location, but I know that we probably had at least one other location on Main Street. I just don't know exactly where it was. It goes way back before I had any access to that information, I guess, or I should have looked into it more when my grandparents were younger, but I know there's been several locations, but the location we are at now, it has been, you know, I'm going to say at least 60, 70 years.
And this has always been in your family, this
yes.
business. Wow.
Yes,
and that was started by your grandparents, you said?
My great-grandparents ran it, and then my grandparents ran it for quite a few years. My grandpa, I remember him very well. And he was a jolly guy and a really good businessman and a real good civic type person. And then my parents ran it for quite a few years. And I started in 81. So I've just pretty much finished my 40th year there. So it's been, you know, it's gone down in its fourth generation. And it's been it's been wonderful. And I think you go through good times and bad times. And you have, you know, ups and downs in the economy. But if you find a way to just stick it out and try to make the right decisions, you can pretty much make it through. And I feel like that's been good. We've made it through a lot of, you know, economy, up and down things, but still going.
I think it's safe to say that Daly's is just a fantastic success story. I mean, 120 years, especially, in a small community like this, it's phenomenal. And it's just a great story. I know a lot of people that buy from there. I bought from there. I think in the past, it's great. It's a great place. And as you were growing up, you know, you said that, you know, your great grandparents started it, and then it kind of just moved down the line. Did you have brothers and sisters? Was there like,
I actually have three sisters and one brother, and it's interesting how it worked out because as they all graduated from college, they moved out of state, some of them, and I have a brother in Indianapolis, a sister in Bloomington, and two in Cincinnati, and they just went into other careers. I was kind of the one that always liked hanging out there, and I always thought, you know, this might be my niche, and it worked out that way. They're all very supportive, and they always want to know how it's doing, and when they come home to visit, they always want to come in and, you know, see how everything is. So it's been fun, and it's, you know, it's worked out well, the fact that I ended up there and just really had the opportunity to go in and, you know, work at this business. I've really enjoyed it. I've had some good help over the years. Jill Winkler has worked for me for 30 years, and she's staying on.
Oh, wow.
And working with Ashley, and she's such a big asset to the business. She could pretty much run it for me if I had to be gone. I've really, really had a good time working with her. We became very close friends, and we still are close friends. So that was a huge asset. I've had some wonderful delivery guys, which is important because, you know, when you think about it, that's the last impression that people get of your business is the delivery guys. And I've had, you know, I have several firemen. I had Rick Mattingly work for me for, I think, 13, 15 years. he really helped take it to the next level as far as our delivery. I've had a guy now, Jeff Sissel, who's worked for me for probably 15 years, and he's done a wonderful job. So it's everything down to the delivery. It's all very, very important. And
yeah,
if you can, you know, get it right, it's going to make a big difference in your business.
Not to mention people coming in, you know, don't have to hurt their own backs, you know, carrying it out the door.
Right.
So having delivery is always handy. And you guys offered free delivery,
we
right?
We do free delivery. So, we've always done free delivery. Yeah.
So that's awesome. That's awesome. So you knew from a young age that you wanted to continue.
You know,
this.
I wasn't totally sure, but as I got older, I just don't really cannot think of anything else that I would have rather done.
Yeah.
I think of other careers and think of other choices that, you know, possibly I could have had. And then I look back and say, I don't know, I just love this. So
well,
I guess
good.
I got the right one.
So was there anything else that you thought you wanted to do? You would be a cop or something like that?
Not necessarily. I know in college I did major in business. And I think in the back of my mind, I was thinking of coming back to that business. So I think it's always been in the back of my mind.
Good.
So, yeah.
You've certainly done a great job. And I mean, to be there 40 years, you'd have to like it, right?
It's been fun. You have to really like somebody to put that much time, or really like a business to put that much time into it.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure. So has it been officially sold now? Is it officially?
It has closed. It closed 2 weeks ago. And Ashley and Casey Eigelhart have taken over. And wow, they've gone in there, and you've probably been in.
Yeah.
And they're doing lots of remodeling, especially in the main room when you walk in the front door. They've taken the walls down to the exposed brick and put in a new floor. And everything will be a little different, a lot of it on computer, which is probably time for that. I kind of resisted a little bit, but I think it's probably time for that. So it's going to, you know, it's going to be interesting because it's going to be the same lines, you know, all of our good lines. She's going to pick up a lot of new lines. She's going to market soon, which will be a blast for her. And then it's going to have a lot of new things available. And, you know, she's young. A lot of the shoppers now that are building homes and buying homes are younger people. So she's going to be catering to the correct age, I think. And I think it's going to look great. I think they will definitely take it to the next level, and I'm so thrilled that it's going to go on.
Perfect.
The new name will be Daily Design, so
Daily
it
Design.
Will have a new, of course, a new corporate name, but it's still going to have the Daily name, and I'm real pleased about that, and, you know, it's just going to be a whole new Dailies, and I'm just so thrilled that it will go on. I think my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, I think that they probably, I mean, I think about this, you know, would they be happy about this? I think they would be.
Yeah, and it's great because it's going to live on, and that's the important thing.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's going to continue, and that's what matters. So, interesting question though. Do you remember the first piece of furniture you sold and the last piece of furniture you sold? Just out of curiosity.
I think I do. When I first started, I was I think 25 years old, and I was not real sure of myself in the beginning. And I remember selling. I think it was a table and chairs to an older couple. And when I was writing it up for them, and I said to them, this is the first sale I've ever made. And, you know, I remember this couple. It was an older couple from Lagodi. And, of course, they came in many times in the years to follow. And I would always remember they were the first sale I ever made. And probably one of the last sales I remember making would have been about 3 weeks ago. It was on a Saturday. And I had a couple come in, and I was kind of getting low on inventory because during this transfer, we were... Well, because of COVID, too,
it's been hard
to have a lot of get merchandise in. So I basically had two sofas left. Well, we have lots on order, but it's just getting it.
Yeah.
And an older couple came in and bought the sofa in the window. And I realized probably about 3 days later, I thought, okay, I think that was the last sale that I made. So, you know, you kind of think about these things later on and you're like, that was it.
Wow. And I'm sure through the years, you know, you probably had the same people coming in and then maybe their kids too as well.
A lot of that. Yeah.
Kind of generational.
A lot of return business. And I remember thinking, I know I'm getting older now because now I'm selling furniture to kids I used to babysit for, you know. And you, as the people get older, you sell to their kids and then you sell to another generation. So you know, time marches on and it's fun. It's just very interesting.
Yeah. So any big retirement plans?
You know, mainly, I just love being home every day and, you know, getting things. I feel like I still have a list of things I want to try to wrap up with the store. But I'm just enjoying just being home, and especially this time of year.
Yeah,
it's fun
for
to be
sure.
home. And we did just get back from a trip. We went down to Florida for a week right after the closing. And so that was great. A nice way to get away. But, yeah, lots of travel, hopefully. I have a daughter in Maryland. and grandkids out there, and my son-in-law out there, so we'll be going out there quite a bit. And so I just hope for lots of, you know, just enjoying the free time, maybe take up a few new hobbies and enjoying being home.
Absolutely. Well, for sure. Big congratulations to you. I mean, it's great. I'm sure it's great to be retired. And you know the business is in good hands, you know. You
said Ashley's going to do the job. That makes it great.
It's awesome. And it looks like it's coming. It looks like it's coming together. I mean, she got in there and she got right to work.
It's coming together very quickly.
So do you know when she'll be open by any chance?
Well, she's open.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's been open really since they took over. And so there are lots of things that she has marked down. We have lots of good deals on the merchandise that because we have so much coming in. Mm-hmm. So what's there now is really marked down for clearance, which is really, you know, it's a great deal. If anybody needs, we still have a lot of Lazy Boy recliners and we have a lot of gorgeous pictures that are marked down.
Oh, wow.
So there are quite a few things in there right now that if you're looking for a deal, you know, you'll get the deal.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'll have to stop in there.
And lots of stuff on order. I mean, just starting with probably around the first or second week of May coming up, mm-hmm. we're getting a lot of shipments in, so they'll be getting a lot more in.
Well, that's awesome. Well, big congratulations to you, and appreciate you coming in today. Is there anything else that you kind of want to leave, say anything to
anybody?
I just
want to thank the community for, you know, being there for us all these years and giving us business, the business that we have gotten from everybody. It's been wonderful, and I feel very lucky to live in this community and to have run this business. And, you know, it's all about the customers. You couldn't do it without customers. So I very much appreciate the customers.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you and everything that you've done for the community, furnishing probably everyone's house here. very much appreciate you. And thanks for coming in today. And we'll talk to you down the line. Enjoy retirement.
Okay. Thank you so much.
That was Susan Leastie with Daly's Furniture here in Washington, joining us today on Focus on the Community. Focus on the Community is presented by First Federal Savings Bank of Washington. To hear a rebroadcast of this program, visit WAMWAMFM.com. Join us each week here on WAMW as we shed a light on a topic important to our community as we focus on the community.